the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from New York, New York. He is the owner of The Keys to It All. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Adam Lance Leibowitz to the program. Adam, welcome. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
It's my absolute pleasure.
All righty. Well, why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So, yes, everyone, it's a pleasure to be here once again. I am the CEO and owner of The Keys to It All. The Keys to It All is an addictions recovery consulting company. We do specialized addiction treatment from anything from interventions and case management, really focusing on the 18 to 30 young adult demographic. We really custom tailor it to each family's needs, and we really incorporate the family within the treatment. And I think that this is really crucial, especially right now with coronavirus being kind of the forefront of the news and, you know, what's going on in this worldwide pandemic. And, you know, addiction is really prevalent right now. People that didn't have addictions or addictive tendencies are really just, it's going full throttle. And it's really scary. But I think that, you know, really honing in on the family and getting everyone recovered is a blessing. And I'm very blessed to have this business and its success so far.
All righty. Now, what really got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down this road?
Well, personally, I have my own experience in sobriety. I am a man of sobriety myself. And, you know, back in 2014, in my first sobriety attempt, my family had no idea who to turn to, what to do. They were in crisis, and it was very crucial that they find a place for me to go, you know, and locating a treatment center, and it was almost next to impossible for them, and they didn't know who to call. It took 40 calls, and it actually brought me to this idea and this epiphany that I reached to start this company where I can be that, you know, go-to man to be the epicenter for locating recovery for the family. And so far, it's been a great success, and it's really very personal to me, and that, you know, with the passion that I have for this industry and my own sobriety has driven me to really, you know, just attacking all of my goals and really overachieving, and it's just been absolutely wonderful. And seeing the families recover and, you know, the loved ones who were really struggling in their act of addiction become sober men and women of integrity, it's just mind-blowing, and it's such a gift. You know, there's nothing more meaningful than this.
All righty. Now, what kind of background or training does someone like you need to have to really do what you do?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So in terms of background and training, you need to have, as a consultant, you need to have a nationally certified recovery coach licensure. That could be done either in person. I did mine online, so I'm a nationally certified recovery coach. I'm a nationally certified intervention professional, and in addition to that, I do case management services, and I've gotten that certification as well. And to explain to my audience what case management means is really kind of helping the client, whether it be school or vocational related, they need to be able to get back on track after taking their leave of absence while they're, you know, in addiction treatment, and therefore what I do is we help them after they complete treatment getting back into school and getting their jobs back. And that's really just awesome to see the transformation. So you need all of those certifications, In addition, I am going above and beyond. You know, I want to continue to grow and be the best in the business. I am working towards my master's in social work. And so currently, you know, just trying to be the best. And it's just a beautiful thing.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you in the future?
Well, the future has many things. Many awesome things. So in the future, with my master's in social work, I see myself having my own facility that really focuses on what I've been currently doing, which is helping families navigate the road to recovery. And what I want to do is be the first treatment center in New York City and really custom tailor it to the young adult clientele and really heavily involve the families. So building a treatment center, having a lot of networking events, very Soho House kind of minded, you know, just like a lounge for people to meet and feel cool. My mantra is that sober is sexy. And I really feel that, you know, my clients really take that and they feel confident. And I want, you know, a great success rate. I want my clients who, you know, sometimes our students to be able to be in school and also get the treatment that they need so that they feel like they are productive members of society. And that's the differentiating factor. And so really being able to custom tailor to that niche is what has been a driving force of my success. So, you know, hosting events, having sober travel trips, that will all be the epicenter of what makes the keys to it all the best in the business.
All righty. And how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
People can call me on my business line. They can come to my website, www.thekeystoitall.com. Also, there's a lot of stuff going on social media, on my Instagram. And, you know, there's a lot of motivating. People can DM me. People can reach out, call me, email me, whatever they want. I am always available 24/7.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so, so much.
You are absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-9-10-4. Order in court.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.